愿大家平安。
Peace be to all of us。
啊，我们继续来查考有价值的追求。
Let's continue to study a more valuable pursuit。
啊，我们回来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter one。
啊，第五节一直到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7。
请你念，我们来算算看，这个里面一共有几项我们要追求的。
Let us read and count how many items are there that we need to pursue. Verse 5, for all, also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness. Verse 7, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
我们仔细算了，大概有七八样我们要追求的。
If we count carefully, we will find out that there are 7 or 8 items that we need to pursue.
我们常常一讲到追求，就是想追求神的恩典。
Once we talk about the word pursuit, we will think about pursuing after God's grace.
充充满满有恩典有真理，这是不错的。
It's true that God is full of grace and truth.
我们在神里面可以享受很丰盛的恩典。
But within the Lord, we can enjoy such abundant grace from God.
但是在信仰生活里面更有价值的追求就是灵性不断的成长。
But in our life of faith, we find that a more valuable pursuit is the increase in our faith.
那在从第八节开始就讲，这样的追求会带给我们的信仰生活有三个非常重要的好处。
Starting from verse 8, it tells us that if we pursue after these things, it will bring about 3 major benefits to our life of faith.
那倒过来讲，如果我们没有在追求这三样好处，我们就体验不到。
On the other hand, if we do not make such pursuit, then we cannot experience these 3 benefits.
那今天早上我们提到有德性，要加上有知识。
This morning we have mentioned that we have to add to ourselves virtue and knowledge.
知识。就是认识神的知识。
Knowledge refers to the knowledge of God.
是我们能够明白神的旨意。
So that we can come to a full understanding of God's will.
所做的得到神的喜欢。
In whatever that we do, God will be pleased.
是我们信仰有根基，不容易被动摇。
So that our faith will be grounded in its foundation and will not be shaken easily.
有知识，我们才知道怎么来更新我们自己。
Only with knowledge can we know how to renew ourselves.
用这个知识来自我调整。
Using this knowledge, we can adjust ourselves.
那这个知识就是一面镜子。
And this knowledge will serve as our mirror.
没有认识神的知识，没有一面镜子可以认识我们。
Without coming to a full knowledge of God, that we do not have a full mirror to see ourselves with.
那越认识神，这面镜子是越清楚。
The more we know God.The more clearly can we see ourselves in the mirror.
那我们从这个镜子看到我自己是什么？
From the mirror, we can clearly observe ourselves.
常常看到的我们自己是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜、赤身肉体。
What is it that we see? We are oftentimes blind, naked, poor, and clothesless.
但是如果我们没有认识神的知识，我们一直觉得我们很好。
But without the true knowledge of God, we often feel that we are good enough.
所以我们在夸都是夸自己有多好。
We often boast upon ourselves.
但是当我们认识神的知识，
But once we have this knowledge of God,
我们夸什么？
What do we boast of?
夸主耶稣的救恩。
We boast of the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们真的是不好。
We are truly not good.
但是为什么神接纳我们？
Then why is it that God has received all of us?
因为神怜悯我们。
Because God had mercy on us.
那知识下去要追求什么？
So after knowledge, what do we pursue after?
要加上有节制。
We have to add upon it self-control.
知识让我们看到一幅很美的图画。
This knowledge allows us to see a very beautiful picture.
神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
神的国就在你的内心里面。
The kingdom of God is within our hearts.
这是一幅何等美的图画。
This is such a beautiful painting.
但是实际的生活不一定跟我们所看到这个美好的图画是一样的。
In our practical lives, we may not have this same beautiful, perfect painting.
那为什么我们知识所认识的好跟我们在生活体验的不太一样？
Why is it that our knowledge of this beautiful thing is so different from what we have in life?
一个很重要的原因就是我们没有节制。
One of the major reasons is that we do not have self-control.
为什么？
Why?
因为我一个人时间精力有限。
Because we are so limited in our time and energy.
那如果我们一直在世界上很清楚的目标，一直往前迈进。
If we continue to march on this very clear goal in life.
那我们剩下的时间精力就很有限。
Then we have reserved for ourselves very little time and energy.
那我们要追求神的国，神的义，就心有余力不足啊。
When we want to pursue the kingdom of God, then we will feel that we do not have enough strength, even though we have the perfect will.
我们知道，但是体验不到，因为追求不够。
We know that we have to do that, but we cannot experience that because we cannot fully pursue after it.
所以圣经不是说天国是知道的人可以进去，不是这样写的。
The Bible did not state that the kingdom of heaven is not for is for those who have full knowledge of it.
圣经是说天国是努力的人进去的。
The Bible says that the kingdom of God is for those who diligently pursue after it.
努力就得着。
If you're diligent enough, then you will obtain it.
那你如果要努力，就要时间啊，要加上我们的精神体力。
But if you are diligent, then you need to put in effort in terms of time and our energy.
那我们人才能够真的进到天国的那个好。
In this way, we as human beings can enter into the goodness and beautiful kingdom of God.
所以为什么说知识之外要节制？
So why is it that aside from knowledge, we have to add upon it self-control?
知识本身是重要，但是没有办法让带我们进到天国有多好。
The knowledge itself is good, but it is unable to bring us into the beautiful kingdom of God.
生活的节制才能够让我们努力进天国，才能够体验得到。
The self-control in our daily lives makes us have the diligence to pursue after the kingdom of heaven.
圣经里面在记载以撒有两个儿子，以扫跟雅各。
The Bible states that Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob.
这个以扫为什么后来出卖了长子的名分呢？
Why did Esau in the later life betrayed after his birthright?
因为他出去打猎。
Because he went hunting.
他可能是技术好，还是机会多？他打了很多。
Perhaps he had a good amount of game because he was very skillful and he had the opportunity.
打一只中一只，打一只中一只，你就忘记了什么是停止的时候。
Every time he hunted, he obtained another animal, and another time he hunted, he had another game, so he did not know when to stop.
所以圣经说以扫累昏了。
Therefore, the Bible states that Esau was exhausted.
这个累跟昏啊，是中文翻得很好，是两个加在一起的。你如果累了就昏了，没失去判断力。
In the Chinese version, explaining the word exhaustion is to be very tired and almost fainting.
那我们在这个世界上，你这样一直下去是很辛苦。
So in this world, if we keep on marching forward like this, then it is very difficult for us.
没有人说上班不辛苦的。
Nobody says that going to work is easy.
但是如果我们投入太多，
However, if you continue to put in too much into it,
灵性就昏了。
Your spirituality will be fainted.
因为没有时间呢。
Because you do not have time.
等到我们有时间要跪下来祷告，心没有办法集中了。
Wait till the time that you want to kneel down to pray, you cannot even concentrate in your mind.
所以有一个弟兄他说，我回到家里面只有想一件事情，休息。
So there was a brother who said that the moment I come home, there's only one thing in my mind, which is to rest.
太累了。
I was exhausted.
真的想要追求，没有那个心也没有那个力量。
Even though I want to pursue after God, I do not have the heart and do not have the strength.
那这个节制就是好像一个车子的刹车。
This self-control is like the brake put in the car.
我们到一个程度了这个包括从圣经的教训，包括圣灵的感动，包括我们个人的体验，我们知道我们的程度在哪里。
We know to what degree we are at when we base it upon the Bible and our experiences in life and our spirituality.
我在那个地方就踩刹车了。
At that time, we need to put on brakes.
你要叫我再投进去，在世界，我不要了。
If you want me to put in myself into this world, I will refuse.
因为下去会累昏了。
Because the more I put myself into it, I will be exhausted.
那累昏了，灵性会出问题的。
Once I become exhausted, then my spirituality will suffer.
我们这个基督徒整个价值观真的是不一样。
So our value system as a Christian is truly different.
这个整个价值观就是建立在信心上面。
Our whole value system is based upon the Bible.
哦，看得见是暂时的。
Based upon our faith, because what we see is temporary.
看不见是永远。
Those that we cannot see is eternal.
你信吗？
Do you believe it?
我信吗？
Do I believe it?
我们都信吗？
Do we all believe it?
如果信，
If we say yes,
我们就可以节制。
Then we can have self-control.
如果不信，
If we don't believe it,
就很难节制。
Then we cannot have self-control.
这么好的机会，我怎么可以放弃呢？
How can I give up such a good opportunity?
你看大家都抓住，我怎么可以不抓住呢？
You see, everyone is grabbing hold of it, but how can I let go?
如果我不信，
If I do not believe it,
我就跟大家一样。
Then I will be like the rest of the others.
我就被同化了。
I will be conformed.
如果我信，
But if I believe,
我就跟大家不一样。
Then I will differ from the rest.
一个适当的阶段，我就可以踩刹车。
At a particular moment in time, then I can press on the brakes.
哦，这个叫做节制。
This is called self-control.
哦，那我们常常读圣经的一段话。
When we read a passage from the Bible,
我们先想想看哦。以撒搬到别示巴做三件事情是什么？
Isaac moved to Beersheba and did three things. What are these?
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十六章二十五节。
Chapter 26, verse 25. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well.
这是信仰的三大内容。
These are the three components of our faith.
而且这三大内容是有次序的，不是随便摆的。
There's a priority here set here for the three items.
第一个内容。
The first content.
筑一座坛。
Building an altar.
做什么？
For what?
求告神的名。
To call on the name of the Lord.
信仰生活。
This is his life of faith.
第二件事情。
The second component.
支搭帐篷。
He pitched his tent.
那是游牧民族，就是家庭生活。
They were nomads at that time. He was building his family life.
那第三件事情。
And thirdly,
挖一口井。
They dug a well.
来牧羊群。
To shepherd the flock.
这是职业生活。
This is his career.
那这个三个生活都需要时间呢。
So these three components of his life needs his time.
我们跟神的关系才会好。
In order for us to build a good relationship with God,
我们跟家人的关系才会好。
So that our relationship with our family members can be good.
当然，职业需要时间，这是大家可以了解的。
Of course, it's understandable that we need to spend time for our career.
那这个我们现在最关心的是什么？
So what is our utmost concern now?
是挖一口井。
It is to dig a well.
就是我们的职业。
Which is our career.
因为如果失去职业，等于饥荒来到了。
Because if we do not have a job, then it means that we have a famine here.
没有收入啊，你要怎么生活？
Once we don't have income, how are we going to survive?
那我们一般都把挖一口井摆第一。
So usually we will set as the highest priority, it is to dig a well.
支搭帐篷第二。
Secondly is to build our tent.
然后筑一座坛第三。
And then thirdly, we will build an altar.
所以我们职业弄好了，家庭弄好了，才来教会聚会敬拜神做圣工。
Once we have done everything well for our work, for our families, then we come to church for services and serve God.
但是如果我们看以扫本身，
But if we take a look at Isaac himself,
在前面讲以扫在挖井。
In the beginning, it says here that Isaac was digging a well.
我们如果看第十节，
We look at verse 10.
十九节。
Verse 19. Verse 19. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there.
就他挖了一口活水井。
They found a well of running water.
那像二十节，基拉尔人就来跟他相争。
And then verse 20 says the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with them.
然后以扫就给他了。
And then Isaac let the well go.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以扫仆人又挖一口井。
Then they dug another well.
那这个基拉尔人又来争了。
Then the Gerarites also came to quarrel with them, and so they let go.
那以撒最后挖一口井叫利和伯。
And finally, Isaac also dug the last well called Rehoboth.
这是活水井。
It was of running water.
所以神给我们宽阔之地，我们要在这里昌盛。
He said, "For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in this land."
活水井一口就够了。
You only need one well of running water.
所以机会在神啊。
The opportunity lies with God.
那如果我们能够让神过一个神喜悦的生活，机会不断的。
If we are able to live a life which is pleasing to God, the opportunity will not be cut off for us.
这个井没有，那个井还会再来。
Without this well, we can survive with another well.
哦，这个是圣经神的应许。
This is the promises made by the Bible.
哦，所以要节制。
So we need to have self-control.
我们才有办法来过一个平衡的信仰生活。
Only then can we have a balanced life of faith.
在教会里面做很有意义的侍奉。
That in the church we can perform meaningful servitude.
哦，那在我们家庭里面哦，我们可以能够带领我们自己的家庭。
And in our families we can be able to bring our and lead our family members.
那这个三个哦，一定啊，你如果偏哪一个，一定要另外哪一个一定要牺牲的。
Out of these three components of life, if you pay attention to one, then you need to sacrifice the other.
不可能三个都有了。
It is important for it's impossible for you to have the three of them altogether.
哦，所以需要节制。
So we need to have self-control.
但是当我们人在年轻的时候往前看，跟年纪大了以后往后看不太一样。
So it is different for a young person to look forward. As compared to an older person to look back.
往前看，安息要上班，但是年薪多了好多，我怎么可以不上班呢？
For a young person, I need to even work on a Sabbath day, and the salary is much higher. How can I not go to work?
但是等到我们到六十岁退休再往后看。
But as we reach the age of 65 in our retirement, we will look back.
这个四十几年的信仰生活。
These 40 over years of life of faith.
如果我们没有守安息日，我们多做六年。
If we do not observe the Sabbath day, we have worked an extra 6 years.
如果我们守安息日，我们多休息六年。
And if we have observed the Sabbath day, then we have rested for an extra 6 years.
但事实上，你仔细看，安息日上班的人到六十五岁，他不一定比别人好。
But we can see that those who work on Sabbath day, they may not be thriving better than those who do not work on Sabbath day.
那个安息日真的享受福气、安息的人，到六十五岁，你看他一定比别人好。
Those who enjoy the rest on the Sabbath day, when they reach the age of 65, they are much more better than others.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有一口活水井。
Because they have a well of running water.
是神给他挖的。
These are dug for them by God.
所以神的恩典是丰富的。
So the grace of God is abundant.
这个节制来照顾信仰、照顾家庭，绝对不会吃亏的。
When we have the self-control to take care of our family members and and our faith, we will not suffer.
这是信仰的一个功课，要努力。
This is an assignment of our faith for us to pursue after.
所以我们做一个基督徒，不要盲目跟别人。
Let us not be blinded just as the rest of them as Christians.
也不要盲目羡慕别人。
And let us not blindly envy others.
眼睛打开来，从圣经来看。
Let us open our eyes and look upon them. From the Bible's perspective,
对的是值得我们效法的。
If it is right, then we shall follow it.
跟圣经不对的，我们要避免。
Anything that goes against the Bible, then we will avoid them.
因为到最后一点，回头过来看，照圣经的一定是对的。
Because when we reach the final destination, we will look back and we will say, those that are according to the Bible, they are true.
所以信仰要努力什么？努力节制。
In our faith, therefore, what do we need to pursue after? Self-control.
好，我们再回来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
接下去呢，节制要加上忍耐。
And then to self-control, perseverance.
那为什么要忍耐呢？
Why don't we need to persevere?
我们现在回来看彼得前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
的第十三节。
Verse 13. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
十四节。
Verse 14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified.
这个地方在告诉我们行善受苦。
Here it says that we're suffering for righteousness.
行善受苦是好的。
It is good if you have suffered for righteousness.
越大的善，有时候常常付出牺牲越大。
For the higher amount of righteousness and good, oftentimes it requires a lot of sufferings.
如果我们行的善只是方便而已，那就不会受苦了。
If we do good in our convenience, then we surely will not suffer.
方便嘛，我们不会有什么牺牲。
Because it's in our convenience, in convenient time, we do not need to suffer.
但是如果行善需要有付出，有时候就要受苦。
But if we need to pay a price in order to do good, oftentimes we need to suffer.
比方说我们在带领慕道朋友。
For example, we are leading our truth-seeking friends.
我们方便邀他来教会慕道，这很自然。
In our convenience, we can invite them to come to church to seek the truth. This is very natural.
那有时候他听了，神感动他，他会洗礼。
Sometimes they have heard about the truth, they're moved, and they went to receiving baptism.
但是如果我们真的把这个善要做得更深入。
But if we want to go deeper into doing this good,
除了带他来，要帮他祷告。
Aside from bringing them into the church, we need to pray for them.
出于爱他的灵魂的心，为他祷告。
Out of the love for their soul, we need to pray for them.
那有时候禁食祷告。
Sometimes we need to fast and pray for them.
这个就很辛苦了。
Then this takes an amount of suffering.
这个叫行善受苦。
This is to suffer for righteousness in order to do good.
所以你在看一个教会，如果越多人祷告。
So we see a church, if the more people partake in the prayers,
这个祷告感动了神,
these prayers will touch God.
我们的圣工越容易推动。
Then our sacred work will progress.
那你跪下来祷告啊，被圣灵充满的时候，当然你不会觉得很辛苦。
When we are kneeling down and are filled with the Holy Spirit, of course we do not feel any pain.
但是如果还没有被圣灵充满，我们就跪下来祷告，其实也是很辛苦，跪在这个地方半个钟头。
But before we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we kneel down to pray over here. It is also a type of suffering.
那这就是行善受苦啊。
And this calls for the sufferings for doing good.
那基督就是为我们设下一个榜样。
But Christ has set an example for us.
我们回来看彼得前书第二章。
We refer back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
二十一节。
And 21. For what credit is it? If when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
21.
Verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
这里讲基督给我们设下一个榜样。
Here it says that Christ has set us an example.
叫我们跟着他的脚中行。
That we should follow his steps.
这个榜样是什么？
What is this example?
行善受苦能忍耐。
Is to do good and suffer and we can persevere.
所以为什么我们回到彼得后书再提到下面一个要有忍耐。
So why is it that the next item on the list in 2 Peter, it talks about perseverance?
那如果没有忍耐怎么办？
Without perseverance, what shall happen?
我们行善做不会久了。
We cannot persevere in doing good. It will not last long.
已经祷告两天了，他怎么还不信？祷告一个礼拜了，他怎么还不信？
I've prayed for 2 days. The person does not come to believe. I've prayed for 1 week. The person is not moved to believe.
那你忍耐不下去，算了吧，反正他是预定不能得救的。
We cannot persevere and have long suffering. Then we make a conclusion. Oh, maybe that person is not chosen for salvation.
所以我们带领人来最好的借口是他是预定不能得救，就没有关系了。
So the best excuse that we can justify ourselves with is that person is not chosen to be saved.
但是能不能得救在神。
But to be saved or not, this decision lies in the hands of God.
那我们要为着一个人的得救要下功夫。
So for a person's salvation, we need to pay a lot of effort.
那这需要忍耐。才能够做得久，才能够做得完。
This requires us to persevere and long suffering so that we can complete the work.
那这个本身就是爱。
This in itself is love.
没有爱，我们没有办法忍耐。
Without love, we cannot be patient.
没有爱，没有办法受苦。
Without love, we cannot suffer.
越大的爱，牺牲越大。
The greater is the love, the more sacrifice that we make.
越大的爱，越有忍耐。
The more love we have, the more and the longer we persevere.
像主耶稣，我们钉在十字架，忍耐到底。
Just as the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, he persevered till the end.
救恩就完成了。
So that salvation may be completed.
所以我们要操练什么？
So what is it that we need to be trained for?
操练忍耐。
To be trained in persevering.
那有时候我们个人的事情也是一样。
Sometimes in our personal matters, it is the same way.
传道书里面说凡事都有定时。
In Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything.
生有时，死有时。
There's a time to be born, the time to die.
生病有时，医治有时。
There's a time to be ill and a time to be healed.
找到事业有时，失业有时。
There's a time to seek for job and there's a time to lose your job.
每一件事情都有它的时候。
Everything has its own timing.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候。
So when we meet with difficulties.
要不断地求神怜悯，交托神。
We have to continually ask God for His mercy and entrust everything into His hands.
再来就是忍耐。
Then we need to persevere.
一直祷告神给我信心，给我耐心。
Continue to pray so that God will continue to give us the patience.
祷告到神的时候到了。
And the faith, so that when God's timing comes,
神的时候到了，你就发现事情一下就解决了。
When His time comes, everything is solved.
神的时候到了，你就发现找工作实在很简单了。
When His time is here, you will realize that it is so easy to find a job.
你看那个西西家王哈，神要给他活。
We see the case in King Hezekiah. God wanted to let him live.
他用一个无花果的饼一塌下去，病就好了。
He used a leaf of a fig tree and put it upon himself, then he's.Illness was healed.
怎么这么简单？
How is it that simple?
因为神要给他活嘛。
Because God wanted to let him live.
哦，所以就变成简单了。
So things become so easy.
哦，所以需要忍耐。
So we need to persevere.
凡事定时，神时候到了，事情就会解决。
There's a time for everything, and when the time comes, the problem will be solved.
好，我们再回来看啊，彼得后书。
Return back to Second Peter.
啊，接下去啊，要有前进。
Then.We need to have godliness.
我看英文哦 ，godliness 是这从 God 这个字演变来的。
Godliness comes from the word God.
也就是说，在别人在我们生活中看出我们有敬拜神的特质。
So that other people may see that we have this feature in us that we are worshippers of God.
不是说我说基督徒就是基督徒。
It doesn't mean that I claim myself to be a Christian that I am a Christian.
别人现在来看有没有基督徒的特性。
People will see that do you have the signature piece of a Christian?
使徒行传说他们看到彼得就很稀奇啊，他跟过耶稣。
In the Acts of the Apostles, it says that they saw Peter and realized that he followed Christ before.
好，那我们要在敬虔上操练自己。
We need to train ourselves in godliness.
既然要操练，就是表示我们本来就是很世俗的了。
The word train, that we need to be trained means that we are secular by nature.
那一直操操操操到最后，我们有神的本性。
We're continually trained until the end that we have this divine nature of God.
那这个叫做敬虔上操练自己。
This means to be trained in godliness.
那如果敬虔上再讲再深入一点。
If we talk about it deeper.
雅各书里面就第一章最后就在讲。
In the latter portion of James chapter 1.
这个敬虔到最后就归结到两件事情。
Godliness can be summed into two points.
Okay, 雅各书第一章二十六节、二十七节。
James chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. 27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
敬虔的第一个特质是清洁没有玷污的。
The first feature of being religious is to be clean and undefiled.
这个包括他的生活不被世界感染同化。
It means that his life is not spotted from the world.
这个包括他讲的话是经过控制的。
It's including what he says, he's bridling his tongue.
用神的话来控制的。所以讲的话是很纯的。
So he's restraining his tongue according to the words of God. So whatever he speaks is pure.
那第二个特质
，and the second signature piece,
就是他对人有怜悯的心。
Is that he is full of mercy to others.
好像主耶稣这样怜悯人。
Just as the Lord Jesus was very merciful to others.
所以敬虔的特色，第一个就是清洁、圣洁，跟世界不同化、不苟合。第二个就是有爱心。
So the features of being godly, firstly, is to be pure and undefiled and unspotted from the world. Secondly, is to be filled with love.
这也需要操练。
These needs to be trained.
好，那最后一个我们要追求什么
？So finally, what is it that we need to pursue after?
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
说要爱弟兄心，要加上爱众人。
We have to add upon ourselves brotherly kindness, the brotherly kindness and love.
第七节，请读。
Verse 7, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
对，最后就是弟兄姊妹之间要有爱心。
That among the brethren, we need to have love.
这个爱心的第一个表现就是接纳。
This brotherly kindness begins with acceptance.
不管他是谁。
Regardless of who they are.
你看，主耶稣都接纳他。
You see that the Lord Jesus even accept him.
皮肤的颜色，社会的情况。
The color of the complexion or their social status,
文化种族
their race and culture,
神都接纳他。
These people are accepted by God.
那敬我们在爱上就是第一个要接纳。
In love, we need to first accept others.
不分就是接纳的开始。
To be impartial means to accept.
我们一开始要分，用我自己的标准来分，我们就不是爱的。
The moment we start to be partial according to my own standards and judgment, then we're not accepting others.
那要接纳他，我们才能够改变他。
We first need to accept them so that we can change them.
不是改变他，我才可以接纳他。
We do not change them first, and then I can accept them.
你不接纳他，怎么改变他？
If you don't accept them, how are you going to change them?
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
第二个就是当我们爱一个人。
Secondly, is when you love someone.
我们对这个人会有感觉。
You will have feelings for this person.
这是属灵上的。
This in spirituality.
我看到这个男教会很高兴。
You will rejoice when you see them coming to church.
我看到这个人会施比受。会注重去施洗，我们就知道他灵性在进步。
You will rejoice when you see them embracing this thought that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
不只是说想要得什么，他来教会就是要施给。
That they come to church not to gain something from others, but they are ready to give.
所以这个就是我们操练的目标。
These are the items of our training.
那叫我们操练有什么结果？
Then what is the end result of this training?
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1,
第八节
verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
操练的结果就是会结果子。
The end result of our training is that we can bear fruit.
一个果树如果会结果子，这个果树就很有价值。
If a fruit tree can bear fruit, then this fruit tree will be valuable.
一个基督徒如果会结果子，
If a Christian can bear fruit,
这个基督徒的存在就是教会一个资产。
This existence of this Christian become an asset to the church.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
我们如果变成教会的 liability, 那就糟糕了。
If we become a liability to the church, then it's bad for us.
我们要成为教会的资产。
We have to become an asset to the church.
当我们离开教会的时候，大家觉得啊，真的很可惜，他跑掉了。
So that when we depart from the church, and others will reckon and say, it is a pity that this person has departed from church.
是因为他在教会的时候带给教会很多好处。
Because this person's existence in the church, he has brought upon others many benefits.
那个就是要结果子。
Which is to bear fruits.
那你如果一个不果树不会结果子，大风把它吹倒，感谢神，我现在可以种新的。
If a fruit tree is unable to bear fruit and a great wind blows it off, then you will thank God because now you can plant another good fruit.
如果一棵果树结的果子又甜又好，那大树把它吹倒啊，真的一晚睡不着啊。
If you can harvest such abundance of good fruit, sweet and good smelling, then if a wind blows it off, then you will lose your sleep over it.
所以我们这样一直追求的结果，就是有结果子。
Our continual pursuit and training. Will lead us into bearing fruit.
变成教会的资产。
So that we can become the asset of the church.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们再来看第十节。
We read verse 10. Verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这里说，在所蒙的恩典上坚定不移。
To make your call and election sure.
为什么大卫到最后去犯奸淫呢？
Why did David commit adultery in the end?
又去借刀杀人呢？
And then to kill others secretly.
你看他的生活就知道。
If you see his life, then you can tell.
睡午觉睡到太阳下山。
He was having too long of a nap till the sun sets.
那大卫正在被扫罗追杀的时候。
When Saul was pursuing after David.
天未亮我就起来思想你的话。
Before the sun rises, I become awake and I reminisce upon your words.
所以在信仰最困难的时候，他是何等的渴慕神、追求神。
So in his tribulation times, he was very yearning for God's words.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
所以扫罗想要抓他，抓不到，因为神没有把他交给。
Even though Saul was running after him, Saul was unable to kill him because God was with him.
那后来为什么大卫被罪抓走了呢？
And in the end, why did David got ensnared by sins?
因为信仰没有追求。
Because he did not pursue after his faith anymore.
没有追求就容易被魔鬼抓到。
If we do not pursue after our faith, it's easy for us to be ensnared by the devil.
所以要让我们的信仰坚定不移，一直到死为止，就是要不断追求。
In order to be firm and stable in our faith until the end that time that we die, we need to continue to pursue.
你如果 GPS 最后一点把它定好
，If you have set your destination in your GPS,
不会迷路的。
You will not lose your way.
迷路了，那个 GPS 会再你带回来。
Even if you lose your way halfway, the GPS will bring you back.
如果我人生最后就是要上天国。
If you set your final destination to go to heaven after this lifetime,
不管怎样，到最后还是会找到目标的。
In the end, you will still find your way up there.
所以要追求才不会跌倒。
Therefore we need to continue to pursue so that we do not stumble.
我们所蒙的恩召就会坚定不移。
Then we can make our call and election sure.
第三个。
Thirdly,
十一节。
Verse 11, For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
有谁不愿意富足？
Who is it among us that would not want to be rich?
大家都想要。
Everyone wants to be rich.
所以你看到这个在聚会的时候，很多人是打瞌睡。忽然你现在讲哦，谁怎么敬拜神赚了一百万了？大家眼睛就睁开来了。
So we see now, pretend everyone is sleeping as we are listening to the sermon. Then someone says, "So and so believe in Jesus and then make $1 million. Everyone will become awake."
钱是何等的吸引人。
Money is so attractive.
振奋人的心呢。
It burns within everyone's hearts.
但是主耶稣给我们一种富足是你世界上找不到的。
But the Lord Jesus is going to give us a richness that you cannot find in this world.
天国的富足。
The richness in the kingdom of heaven.
永远的富足。
It's an everlasting richness.
有没有谁真的得到呢？
Who is it that have received?
变貌山的摩西跟以利亚。
Moses and Elijah in the Mount of Transfiguration.
他在天国是富足的。
They are rich in heaven.
发光像太阳。
They're shining as the sun.
那可是永远的。
It is everlasting.
所以地上我们想要富足，不一定会富足。
So we may not get rich in this world.
但是天上的富足，你只要追求，你就有。
But the richness in heaven, we can obtain it as long as we pursue after it.
因此，当我们每一天一直在灵性上，一直在追求，我们在天上越来越有荣耀。
Therefore, every single day, the more we pursue after our spirituality, we elevate ourselves and then we are more glorious.
有公义的冠冕为我们存留。
There is a crown of righteousness awaiting for us.
这个是保罗面对死亡以后最后一个盼望。
This is the last hope of Paul before he departed from the world.
路我跑尽了。
I have run the race.
仗我也打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
道我也守住了。
I have kept the word.
那现在为我存什么？
And what is left for me?
天上的冠冕。
The crown of righteousness in heaven.
这就是你跟我信耶稣的目的。
This is our ultimate aim of you and me believing in Jesus.
天上的荣耀，天上的富足。
The heavenly glory, the heavenly richness.
不断的追求。
Continually pursuing.
我们就要发光像太阳。
Then we shall shine like the sun.
唱诗。
Sing hymns.
449
Please be seated.
主答应给我们丰盛的生命。
The Lord has promised abundant life for us.
但是我们需要追求。
But we need to pursue.
当我们在基督里得到丰盛的生命。
If we are in Christ and we are receiving this abundant life.
我们的心就不再饥渴。
Our hearts shall not thirst anymore.
世界就在我们里面毫无所有。
The world means nothing, and has no part in us.
但是当我们的心是空的。
But if our hearts are empty,
魔鬼是很容易用世界来引诱我们。
The devil, it's very easy for him to ensnare us using the world.
我们信仰的目标就偏了。
The goal of our spirituality will deviate.
我们就软弱下来。
We will become weak.
我们最后祷告为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Finally, in our prayer, let us pray for the ESSE.
求主带领祝福我们教会。
May God continue to guide us and bless us and our church.
神的名高举在我们教会。
That the name of God will be elevated on high in our church.
我们要让神的名得到荣耀。
So we need to let God's name be glorified.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.